2, How Children Learn. By John Holt. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. John Holt's book, How Children Learn, is a comprehensive look at the ways in which children learn and develop. He begins by discussing how children are naturally curious and eager to explore their environment. He then goes on to discuss the importance of providing an environment that encourages exploration and learning. He emphasizes the need for parents to be patient with their children as they learn, noting that it can take time for them to understand concepts or master skills. Holt also discusses different types of learning styles, such as visual learners who prefer pictures or diagrams over words, auditory learners who respond better when information is presented verbally, tactile learners who like hands-on activities, and kinesthetic learners who prefer physical movement while learning. He explains how each type of learner has its own strengths and weaknesses, but all should be respected equally. He further examines various teaching methods such as direct instruction, where teachers provide clear instructions, discovery learning, where students are encouraged to explore topics independently, and problem-solving approaches, which involve working through problems together. Holt argues that these methods should be used in combination rather than exclusively so that students can benefit from different perspectives. Finally, he looks at assessment techniques such as tests, quizzes, and projects which allow teachers to measure student progress accurately without relying solely on grades or marks. Overall, this book provides an insightful overview into the many aspects of child development and education. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Learning is natural. Holt argues that learning is a natural process that is driven by curiosity and exploration. He believes that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and discover things on their own. Main idea number 2. Learning is self-directed. Holt believes that children should be allowed to direct their own learning and that adults should not impose their own ideas and expectations on them. He argues that children should be given the freedom to explore and learn in their own way. Main idea number 3. Learning is social. Holt argues that learning is a social process and that children learn best when they are interacting with other children and adults. He believes that children should be encouraged to engage in meaningful conversations and activities with others. Main idea number 4. Learning is experiential. Holt argues that learning is an experiential process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. Main idea number 5. Learning is constructive. Holt argues that learning is a constructive process and that children learn best when they are actively constructing their own knowledge. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 6. Learning is active. Holt argues that learning is an active process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. Main idea number 7. Learning is meaningful. Holt argues that learning is a meaningful process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are meaningful to them. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 8. Learning is self-motivated. Holt argues that learning is a self-motivated process and that children learn best when they are motivated by their own interests and curiosity. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 9. Learning is creative. Holt argues that learning is a creative process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that allow them to express their creativity. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 10. Learning is fun. Holt argues that learning is a fun process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are enjoyable and stimulating. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 11. Learning is holistic. Holt argues that learning is a holistic process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that involve the whole person. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 12. Learning is contextual. Holt argues that learning is a contextual process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are relevant to their lives. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 13. Learning is flexible. Holt argues that learning is a flexible process and that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 14. Learning is iterative. Holt argues that learning is an iterative process and that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 15. Learning is collaborative. Holt argues that learning is a collaborative process and that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that involve collaboration with others. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 16. Learning is self-evaluative. Holt argues that learning is a self-evaluative process and that children learn best when they are allowed to reflect on their own learning and progress. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 17. Learning is constructive critical. Holt argues that learning is a constructive critical process and that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 18. Learning is self-regulated. Holt argues that learning is a self-regulated process and that children learn best when they are allowed to regulate their own learning and progress. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 19. Learning is self-directed. Holt argues that learning is a self-directed process and that children learn best when they are allowed to direct their own learning and progress. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main idea number 20. Learning is lifelong. Holt argues that learning is a lifelong process and that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and experiment with different materials and activities throughout their lives. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. John Holt's idea that learning is a natural process driven by curiosity and exploration is one that has been echoed throughout the history of education. He believes that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and discover things on their own, rather than being taught in a traditional classroom setting. This allows them to develop their own interests and passions, as well as build upon existing knowledge. By allowing children to take control of their learning, it encourages them to be more engaged with the material and become more creative thinkers. Holt also argues that this type of learning should not be limited only to school-aged children. Adults can benefit from this approach too. By giving people the freedom to explore topics at their own pace, they can gain deeper understanding of concepts while developing critical thinking skills along the way. Additionally, This type of self-directed learning helps foster an environment where individuals feel empowered and motivated to continue growing intellectually. Main idea number 2. Learning is self-directed, according to John Holt. He believes that children should be allowed to take the lead in their own learning and not have adults impose their ideas and expectations on them. Instead, he argues that children should be given the freedom to explore and learn in whatever way they choose. This allows them to develop a sense of autonomy and self-direction, which can help foster creativity, critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, and more. Holt also emphasizes the importance of allowing children time for unstructured play as part of their learning process. Through this type of play, children are able to make connections between different concepts while developing important social skills such as communication and collaboration with others. Ultimately, Holt's idea of self-directed learning encourages an environment where children feel empowered to pursue knowledge independently without feeling restricted by adult expectations or limitations. Main idea number 3. John Holt's idea that learning is a social process has been widely accepted in the field of education. He believes that children learn best when they are interacting with other children and adults, engaging in meaningful conversations and activities. This type of learning environment encourages students to think critically, ask questions, and explore new ideas. It also allows them to develop relationships with their peers and teachers, which can help foster a sense of community within the classroom. Holt argues that this type of social learning helps create an atmosphere where students feel comfortable taking risks without fear of failure or ridicule. By providing opportunities for collaboration between students, teachers can encourage creativity while helping each student reach their full potential. Additionally, by allowing students to work together on projects or assignments, it gives them the chance to practice problem-solving skills as well as build communication skills. Overall, John Holt's idea that learning is a social process provides an important framework for educators looking to create effective classrooms where all learners have access to quality instruction and support from both peers and adults alike. Main idea number 4. Holt argues that learning is an experiential process and should be approached as such. He believes that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences, rather than passively receiving information from a teacher or textbook. Holt encourages teachers to provide students with opportunities to explore and experiment with different materials and activities, allowing them to discover new concepts on their own. This type of learning allows children to make connections between the material they are studying and their own lives, making it more meaningful for them. Holt also emphasizes the importance of providing students with real-world applications for what they are learning. By connecting abstract concepts to tangible examples, students can better understand how these ideas apply in everyday life. Additionally, this approach helps foster critical thinking skills by encouraging students to ask questions about why things work the way they do. Ultimately, Holt's view of experiential learning is based on his belief that all people have an innate desire to learn. If given the opportunity, he believes that children will naturally seek out knowledge through exploration and experimentation. Main idea number 5. John Holt's idea of learning as a constructive process is based on the belief that children learn best when they are actively engaged in constructing their own knowledge. He argues that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions, rather than simply being presented with information from an outside source. This allows them to develop a deeper understanding of concepts by connecting new information with what they already know. Holt also believes that this type of learning encourages creativity and problem-solving skills, which can help students become more independent thinkers. By allowing children to construct their own knowledge, it gives them ownership over what they have learned and helps them retain it better in the long run. Additionally, this approach can foster critical thinking skills, as students must evaluate different sources of information before forming conclusions. Main idea number 6. Holt argues that learning is an active process and should not be a passive experience. He believes that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences, rather than simply being told what to do or memorizing facts. Holt encourages teachers to provide opportunities for exploration and experimentation with different materials and activities. This allows children to develop their own understanding of the world around them through hands-on experiences. He also emphasizes the importance of allowing children time to think about what they have learned, reflect on it, ask questions, make connections between ideas, and draw conclusions from their observations. By providing these types of meaningful learning experiences, Holt believes that students will become more motivated learners who can apply their knowledge in real-world situations. Main idea number 7. Holt argues that learning is a meaningful process and should be approached with an open mind. He believes that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are meaningful to them, rather than simply being told what to do or memorizing facts. Holt encourages teachers to provide opportunities for students to explore their own ideas and solutions, as this allows them to make connections between the material they are studying and their own lives. This type of learning helps children develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, creativity, self-confidence, and independence. Holt also emphasizes the importance of allowing children time for free play. Through playtime activities such as building blocks or playing tag, children can practice important social skills like cooperation while developing physical coordination at the same time. Playtime also provides an opportunity for creative expression, which can help foster a sense of joy in learning. Ultimately, Holt's view on learning is one that values exploration over rote memorization. He believes it is essential for educators to create environments where students feel safe enough to take risks without fear of failure so they can truly engage with the material being taught. Main idea number 8. Learning is self-motivated, according to John Holt in his book How Children Learn. He believes that children learn best when they are motivated by their own interests and curiosity. This means that instead of relying on external rewards or punishments, children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. By allowing them to take ownership of their learning process, they will become more engaged with the material and develop a deeper understanding of it. Holt also argues that this type of self-motivation can help foster creativity in students as well as encourage problem-solving skills. When students are allowed to pursue topics that interest them, they often come up with innovative solutions or approaches which can lead to further exploration into those areas. Additionally, when students have an intrinsic motivation for learning rather than an extrinsic one, such as grades, they tend to retain information better because it has personal meaning for them. Ultimately, Holt's idea of learning being self-motivated emphasizes the importance of giving children autonomy over their education so that they can reach their full potential. By providing opportunities for exploration and discovery within a supportive environment, teachers can help cultivate a love for learning in each student. Main idea number 9. Holt argues that learning is a creative process and should be treated as such. He believes that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that allow them to express their creativity. Holt encourages teachers to provide students with the opportunity to explore, create, and develop their own ideas and solutions. He emphasizes the importance of allowing children to take ownership of their learning by providing them with an environment where they can experiment, make mistakes, ask questions, and discover new things. Holt also stresses the need for teachers to recognize each child's individual strengths and weaknesses so they can tailor instruction accordingly. By doing this, teachers can help foster a sense of autonomy in students, which will lead to more meaningful learning experiences. Additionally, Holt suggests incorporating play into classroom activities as it allows children to use their imagination while still engaging in educational tasks. Overall, Holt's view on learning is one that values creativity over rote memorization or traditional teaching methods. He believes that by giving students the freedom to explore different topics through hands-on activities or projects, they will gain a deeper understanding of material than if it was simply presented in lecture form. Main idea number 10. John Holt's idea that learning is fun is based on the notion that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are enjoyable and stimulating. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore their own ideas, ask questions, and come up with solutions. This encourages them to think critically about what they're learning, which can lead to a deeper understanding of the material. Additionally, By making learning an enjoyable experience for children, it helps foster a positive attitude towards education. Holt also argues that providing opportunities for play-based learning can help develop important skills such as problem-solving and creativity. By allowing children to engage in activities like building blocks or playing games together, they can practice these skills while having fun at the same time. Furthermore, this type of activity allows them to interact with each other in meaningful ways, which further enhances their educational experience. Main idea number 11. John Holt's idea of learning as a holistic process is based on the belief that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that involve their whole person. He argues that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions, rather than simply being taught facts or memorizing information. This approach encourages them to think critically about what they are learning, allowing them to make connections between different concepts and develop an understanding of how things work together. By engaging with material in this way, children can gain a deeper understanding of the subject matter, which will help them retain it for longer periods of time. Holt also believes that learning should be fun and enjoyable for children so they remain motivated throughout the process. He suggests incorporating games into lessons as well as providing opportunities for hands-on exploration such as field trips or experiments. These types of activities allow students to engage with material in a more meaningful way while still having fun at the same time. Overall, John Holt's view on learning emphasizes its importance as an active experience involving all aspects of a child's development, physical, mental, emotional, social, rather than just focusing on academic knowledge alone. By taking this holistic approach to education, we can ensure our students have access to quality instruction which will enable them to reach their full potential. Main idea number 12. John Holt's idea of learning being contextual is based on the notion that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that are relevant to their lives. He believes that by providing children with opportunities to explore and create their own ideas, solutions, and interpretations of the world around them, they can gain a deeper understanding of concepts than if they were simply presented with facts or information. This approach encourages students to think critically about what they are learning and how it applies to their own lives. Holt also emphasizes the importance of allowing children autonomy in their learning process. By giving them freedom to make choices about what topics interest them most, he argues that this will lead to more meaningful engagement with material as well as greater motivation for continued exploration. Additionally, Holt suggests that teachers should provide guidance rather than instruction so as not to limit students' creativity or stifle curiosity. Ultimately, Holt's view on learning being contextual is an important reminder for educators today. Learning should be tailored specifically for each student's individual needs and interests in order for it to be truly effective. By creating an environment where students feel comfortable taking risks and exploring new ideas without fear of failure or judgment from adults, we can foster a culture of lifelong learners who have the skills necessary for success in our ever-changing world. Main idea number 13. John Holt's idea of learning as a flexible process is one that has been embraced by many educators. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions, rather than simply being taught what to think or do. This allows them to develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, and creativity. By allowing children to experiment with different materials and activities, they can gain an understanding of how things work in the world around them. They can also learn from mistakes without fear of failure or punishment. Holt argues that this type of learning environment encourages curiosity and exploration, which leads to greater engagement in the classroom setting. It also helps foster a sense of autonomy among students as they are able to take ownership over their own learning process. Furthermore, it gives teachers more opportunities for individualized instruction since each student will have unique interests and needs. Ultimately, Holt's view on learning emphasizes its flexibility. He believes that when given the right tools and resources, children are capable of achieving great things through self-directed exploration. Main idea number 14. John Holt's idea of learning as an iterative process is based on the notion that children learn best when they are given the opportunity to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. He believes that by allowing children to create their own ideas and solutions, they can gain a deeper understanding of concepts than if they were simply presented with information in a traditional lecture-style setting. This approach encourages students to think critically about what they are learning, rather than just memorizing facts or following instructions. Holt also emphasizes the importance of repetition in learning. By repeating activities or tasks multiple times, children can become more familiar with them and better understand how things work. Through this process, students can develop problem-solving skills as well as critical thinking abilities which will help them throughout their lives. Finally, Holt argues that it is important for teachers to provide feedback during the learning process so that students can adjust their strategies accordingly. This helps ensure that mistakes are corrected quickly and allows learners to make progress at a faster rate. Main idea number 15. John Holt's idea that learning is a collaborative process has been widely accepted in the field of education. He believes that children learn best when they are actively engaged in activities and experiences that involve collaboration with others. This means providing them with opportunities to explore, create, and discuss their ideas and solutions with peers or adults. Collaborative learning encourages students to think critically about problems, develop problem-solving skills, and build relationships with other learners. Collaborative learning also helps foster creativity as it allows for different perspectives on topics being discussed. It can help students become more confident in their own abilities by allowing them to take ownership of their work while still receiving guidance from others. Additionally, it provides an opportunity for teachers to assess student understanding through observation rather than relying solely on tests or quizzes. Overall, John Holt's belief that learning is a collaborative process has had a lasting impact on how educators approach teaching today. By encouraging active engagement between students and teachers alike, this type of instruction can lead to greater academic success among all learners. Main idea number 16. Learning is a self-evaluative process, according to John Holt. He believes that children learn best when they are given the opportunity to reflect on their own learning and progress. This means allowing them to explore and create their own ideas and solutions without being told what is right or wrong. By doing this, children can develop an understanding of how they learn and become more confident in their abilities. Holt also argues that it is important for teachers to provide feedback on the child's work so that they can understand where they need improvement. However, he stresses that this should be done in a supportive way rather than as criticism or judgment. Through providing constructive feedback, teachers can help children identify areas of strength as well as areas which require further development. Ultimately, Holt believes that learning should be an enjoyable experience for both teacher and student alike. By creating an environment where students feel comfortable taking risks with their learning, teachers can foster a sense of autonomy which will lead to greater engagement with the material. Main idea number 17. Holt argues that learning is a constructive critical process, meaning that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and experiment with different materials and activities. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to construct their own ideas and solutions through exploration, experimentation, and critical thinking. This type of learning encourages creativity as well as problem-solving skills. Holt also emphasizes the importance of providing feedback on what has been learned in order for it to be effectively retained by the learner. Constructive critical learning allows children to develop their own understanding of concepts rather than simply memorizing facts or following instructions. It encourages them to think critically about what they have learned in order to apply it in new situations or contexts. By allowing learners the freedom to explore topics from multiple angles, this approach helps foster an environment where students can become more independent thinkers who are able to make connections between different areas of knowledge. Main idea number 18. Holt argues that learning is a self-regulated process and that children learn best when they are allowed to regulate their own learning and progress. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions, rather than being told what to do or how to think. This allows them to develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, creativity, and autonomy. Holt also emphasizes the importance of providing an environment where children can take risks without fear of failure or punishment. He encourages teachers to provide guidance but not direct instruction in order for students to discover knowledge on their own terms. By allowing students the freedom to make mistakes as part of the learning process, they become more confident in their ability to solve problems independently. Additionally, Holt suggests that teachers should focus on helping students understand why something works instead of just telling them how it works. Ultimately, Holt's idea is based on his belief that all people have an innate desire for understanding and growth. If given the right tools and support system, everyone has the potential for success in any area they choose. Learning becomes meaningful when it is driven by curiosity rather than obligation. Main idea number 19. John Holt's idea of learning being self-directed is based on the belief that children learn best when they are allowed to explore and create their own ideas and solutions. He argues that by allowing children to direct their own learning, they can develop a deeper understanding of the material as well as gain confidence in their abilities. This type of learning also encourages creativity and problem-solving skills, which will be beneficial for them later in life. Holt believes that teachers should provide guidance but not interfere with the student's natural curiosity or exploration. Instead, teachers should act more like facilitators who help guide students through the process while still allowing them to take ownership over what they are learning. By providing an environment where students feel comfortable taking risks and exploring new concepts, it allows them to become more engaged in their education. Learning is self-directed because it gives students autonomy over how they approach a subject or task. It allows them to think critically about what they are doing instead of just following instructions blindly. Self-directed learners have greater motivation because they understand why something needs to be done rather than simply being told what needs to be done. Main idea number 20. John Holt's idea that learning is a lifelong process is one that resonates with many educators and parents alike. He believes that children should be given the opportunity to explore and create their own ideas and solutions, rather than simply being taught what to think or do. This allows them to develop critical thinking skills, problem-solving abilities, creativity, and self-confidence as they grow older. By providing an environment where children can learn through exploration and experimentation, they are able to gain knowledge in a way that is meaningful for them. Holt also emphasizes the importance of allowing children time for play. Through play, children are able to practice social skills such as cooperation and communication while developing physical coordination. Playtime also provides opportunities for creative expression, which helps foster imagination and curiosity in young minds. Ultimately, Holt's belief in lifelong learning encourages us all to recognize the value of education at any age or stage of life. It reminds us that we never stop growing or learning, it just takes different forms throughout our lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.